Hello.
Hi, Tammy. It's Bee. How are you?
I'm pooped. I've been running
Yeah.
since about 9 o'clock this morning.
Did you have your physical therapy today?
No, I have it tomorrow. Today I've been out paying bills
Oh, really?
in Walmart.
Did you know that I live in the where Walmart first started? I live in that town.
Oh, you're in Martinsville?
And no, I live in Bentonville, where Sam Walton first started the Walmart.
Oh yeah, no, you know, I know. I helped build put that store together.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I
Well,
got to meet Sam Walton.
oh wow.
Yeah, he came down there
Oh, that's
to
so cool.
sales. Yep. I used to live in Roanoke.
That's very cool.
Because I went to school down there and everything. I grew up in Roanoke.
Tell me how this property went yesterday.
I seen it over the weekend, but I tried to call the actual realtors, couldn't get no answer. So I done the Zillow thing and put in for an appointment and all that. A little bit, a few minutes later, I got a phone call from a realtor who was willing to take time out on Labor Day to show me the house.
Awesome.
So we went up there and looked at it. And it's
And you loved
been,
it?
yes. It's been very well kept up. It's small, but it's a little 2-bedroom with a basement and smaller yard. Got a building to it, and they wanted 62 for it. We went up to 64, and she said, "Well, I do know they got someone supposed to look at it tomorrow and all this," and she done sent me a contract with her as my realtor and blah blah blah. And then she called me back a little while later and said, "Well, congratulations, you got the house. They accepted
For
your
64?
yep."
Amazing, Tammy. That's so wonderful.
Now we need to talk money.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing I did need you to do, 'cause it's got to be done this week. I need you to wire $100 to the Virginia license thing certificate. She sent it to me, and it goes to Roanoke.
And what's that for?
Title fee. Looking for the title search. Because that's who they go through.
Why does she need the money up front for that? That goes
Because
into
that's
closing costs.
your, like all of them anymore. Everybody wants that money up front. But if something happens and I don't get the house, I get my money back.
So Tammy, you know it's really, really hard for me to get everybody to approve upfronting money. Do you not have $100 to do that?
Honey, I barely survive on my check a month.
Okay. Can your daughter help you with that?
No, she's broke.
Have you maybe talked to her about it?
I know she's broke. She with me today.
Not even if you guys went 50-50 on it?
She cannot help me. She's struggling herself.
I mean, I understand, but Tammy, I mean, I
They're
could get
going through a lot of problems right now, and I'm not getting into that, and they are struggling. I
Well,
mean,
Tammy.
her husband was out for a while, and then they had to borrow money here and there. They're having to pay that back every month on top of paying their bills.
I understand. Tammy, that's going to be something that's going to take more than a day for me to get done for you. I'm going to have to talk to the CEO and
It can be done within the next 5 days.
well, Tammy,
I
I
mean,
would
you were willing to get me 750 for a house on Bowens Creek, but you can't do 100.
like I said, I just have to get with the CEO and see if they're going to be able to do that. That's just why I'm asking you if there's any way that your family or friends can help with
I
that.
don't have family, and I don't have friends.
Okay.
or anybody that ever could help me, they've all passed away.
All right, Tammy. What we can do, though, is we can go ahead and get, I mean, when do they want to close on this house?
As soon as I can close on mine.
Great. Do you want to close in 5 days?
If we can agree on a price.
You want to try to close this week, Tammy?
Like I said, if we can agree on a price.
Okay. So, you know, we talked about you needing some money for moving costs.
And closing costs.
Yes, yes, and the closing costs. So let's do this. So the closing costs are going to be, let's see, 64. How much is the commission that she's taking on this? Do you know?
She doesn't. The seller's not taking care of that, not me.
Oh, they're paying her commission?
Mm-hmm.
So what other closing costs do you have?
On the house.
Tammy, we already pay all the closing costs for your house.
Not my house, their house.
Okay, so what other closing costs do you have if not the commissions?
I don't know. She told me I had a closing cost on the house. But, you know, and I know how that is because I went through that when I bought this house. And it was like $2,000 or $3,000 when
right.
I did that back then. And, honey, that was 12 years ago. So I don't know nowadays.
I mean, usually the closing costs include their commission, so... I know her
commission is like 3%.
Well, yeah, but the sellers are covering that. So, Tammy, can you do me a favor? Can I talk to this realtor so that I have a better idea on what closing costs are going to be?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to come up with a good price here because when I was going to buy Bowens Creek, he was going to give me $75,000 for this house. So
we were going to try to get $75,000 for that house, but that deal fell through because I couldn't get you that, if you remember.
Oh, I know.
So everything that I do, I have to approve with the board, you know, because we have you in a purchase agreement at $60,000, and in the beginning they told me I couldn't give you any more than that. And I've already been, I mean, we've been working this deal since February. I have been treading my toes on a fine line just to get them to go through with this deal and believe in me. So I'm definitely going to cover your closing costs. I'm going to make sure that we can help you move as well. But I have to present to them the exact numbers for everything that's going on in order for them to approve any additional amount over $60,000.
Well, I just know that when I told you before that I needed more than 60, well, we can do that. We can go up higher than that. We can do this. We can do that. And
well,
now I'm talking about money. If all of a sudden everything changes, well, I can't
Tammy,
get
I'm giving
what,
you
I'm, what
Tammy,
I mean.
I already told
what
you
I want, I want, I'll say where I'm at. I'll tell them to get it.
Tammy, I'm already giving you more than $60,000 just on this deal. Just with the offer that you already made them. I mean, and I just
because
hope
I
you,
went
you're
by
sure
I
we
went by
closing.
What you told me.
Tammy, I'm telling you, have I said anything that's not been truthful so far? That originally they told me I couldn't give you more than $60,000, and then it took me 3 months to get them to give you more than that. And now you found a house that you love and you want to move into, and I just told you that I'm going to make sure we can do the closing costs. I just need to know the exact amount so that I can get things approved. I know you need to pay the people that are going to help you move. I'm trying to make sure that we cover that. I mean, do you see that I am putting in as much effort as you are?
I'm gonna give you Debbie's number. You can talk to her, and y'all, you call me back.
I will. I'm gonna talk to her. I'm gonna really figure out what these closing costs are, and we're gonna figure out what you need, and we're gonna get this done, Tammy, so that you guys can get moved into a house that's better for you, and you can heal and just live easy, not needing to do anything, have a nice clean space. We can make that dream come true. Do you want to text me Debbie's number?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Well, let's get that done, and then I'm gonna see if we can't close in this week so that you have that money to immediately close on the other house and put any deposits that you need down, okay?
I have down with the files. I need down $700.
I know. I'm just going to try to make sure that...
At first, she was going to say five, and I told her, I said, I don't know if I can do all that. And then I talked to her this morning, and I told her my situation. I said, look, I live on $1,100 a month, and that supports two people. And that's struggling to do that the way the economy is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Plus paying all the bills.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to tell you, I don't have extra money to spend.
Well, that's why I want to get you all of your money in your pocket so that you can just, you know, do the thing that you need to do without having to talk to me or ask anybody else for money. You deserve at least that.
Yeah, it would be nice.
All right, Tammy, you give me Debbie's number. I'm going to talk to her. We're going to work out all the numbers that we need to work out and see if we can't get this deal done this week, all right?
All right. I'll send you her number.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. I'll call you back, all right?
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.